podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
My computer was on. There has been a movement to stop AI, and we were chatting about this the other day and how, you know, with certain music, I mean, bad, unfair, when you can get someone to write you a song like that.
Oh, we were talking about that, weren't we? Sumo.
Yes, Sumo. Right? And so when I was talking about it, I was like, you know what? I need to delve in a little bit into this because everyone's talking about it. I should try it for work purposes.
Sure.
And, you know, with that app, you can create a song and you can create quite an easy song, put in lyrics, set the vibe, set the tone. Boom, you've got a hit.
Wow.
And I thought, okay, what am I going to write about? No one wants to hear what I have to say. But people do enjoy Tom's words. Maybe I'll put his texts into a song.
That I have sent you.
That you've sent me.
Oh, no.
In a pop punk type of
pop
arrangement.
Punk. I love that.
Yeah.
And I now, have sent you some doozies.
You really have.
Oh, my God.
I was a bit sad with what it pushed out.
Mm.
It's really highlighted one area, and it seems to be the text that you send me the most. I have cut this down to size because they spat out a 3-minute song. And I'm like, you know what? We don't need that.
No.
But I'll pop it on the podcast later if you're interested.
Okay, great.
This is a shortcut of the song, I Don't Have My Pass.
I am not sure I possess the monumental amount of self-control required to keep quiet about this. I don't know what that means. How's your day going? I've had 11 beers and just ordered myself a Terrence Trent Darby t-shirt on AliExpress. What's wrong with your face?
Oh, man.
There's a whole other version of that
Brilliant.
That includes all your texts about dolphins
and
your thoughts and feelings on them.
Oh, yeah. Perverts of the ocean. I love that. I mean, I'm back right on board with AI again.
If you didn't catch, you know, the main bits in there, one of my favourite parts is you asking, what is wrong with your face?
Yeah.
And so a knitted vest.
Do you think I can pull off a knitted vest?
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
A line from a film, song or TV show. Can you guess the word beneath my wing?
Ah, oh, beautiful.
So emotional.
Well done, Chris.
Just so emotional every week.
Usually we come up with our own intros, but he had a name and an intro and he wanted to do it.
We were so impressed.
Yeah.
We're like, please, please do this. Now, for those that don't know, basically this is a substitution game.
Yes.
That you make for me every week. And thank you so much that you're the fart master.
Because I am the fart master. You thank me now. But other times you don't thank me.
That's true. You substitute a word in a famous piece of writing, a speech, a piece of music, a movie, whatever it might be. Substitute it with fart.
Yep.
You're quite good at choosing the fart to go with the theme.
I'm starting to get suggestions sent through, which is great.
Oh, stop it.
People are on board with the word beneath my wind.
Okay, well, we haven't gotten a lot of complaints, so we'll continue on.
Last week you did get the clean wipe, as we like to call it. 3 out of 3. Well done.
I don't know if we can continue. Good on you. It's very graphic.
Good on you. You ready for question number one for Word Beneath My Wind? What is the word we are missing here today?
Oh my god! Everything is awesome is the word. Everything is awesome! Hey. Oh my god, it's the length that you have to find to cover the whole.
I can't remember who reached out and suggested that for us, I appreciate that as a suggestion. One point to you. Word beneath my wind.
Keep
we're looking
together,
for
Lockie.
Words that have been substituted for farts. Question number two. What is the word we're looking for here?
Are you xenophobic? Please.
And that's exactly what that mouth comes out with.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, I thought that the music was a nice little sort of diversion.
It
like,
really
what
was.
Is this?
Oh, what is this classical
did
piece?
Did not see that coming.
Explain would be the word.
Please explain.
Correct. Well done. All right. You are one question away from following through, mate.
The game's got enough. We don't need to add more.
We are at the point where there's a turtle head poking.
No. Stop right there. I don't like that.
Okay. What about if I say we are pushing cotton? Question number three. For the clean wipe with word beneath my wind, tell me what word are we looking for here? Come on, baby.
You love yourself so much in that. You were so impressed just looking at me with a big smile on your face.
It's so fiddly to make, my God, it's worth it.
I was going to say, you put in so much effort. Can I hear it again?
No, really? It's 19 seconds of joy.
No, I don't want to hear it
again.
Okay,
all right.
It's pump it.
Yeah. Come on, baby, just pump it. Hey, well done, friend. The clean wipe again for Loggy.
I hate how much joy this brings me every week.
No, don't it's hate it. Like, go with it, mate.
I get a headache.
Just don't let it go too much.
Put your requests through to Tom.
Yes, any suggestions, I would love to hear them on the socials. We'll play again next week.
A line from a film, song or TV show. Can you guess the word beneath my wind?
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
I just would like to take a moment to maybe give a bit of a life update, if that's okay, mate. It's something that's sort of been happening over the last 18 months or so. And as you know, we sort of live our lives through this show.
We do.
We bring a lot of our day-to-day and the bigger stuff as well to the table and share it with the people. And hopefully it strikes a chord with someone. And hopefully, generally, it makes you laugh. Sort of today is not one of those that will make you laugh. Certainly not me. So I don't know. I've held on to this for like 18 months because I guess it's sort of a bit of an icky thing. Mm. Everyone's okay, by the way. I was just going to say, everyone's okay. No one's sick or anything like that. Right?
So, but it's raw. It's you know, still.
Yeah. Yeah, so sort of late 2024, Kalia was a bit off, and I said to her, hey, how you going, what's up? And she said to me that she didn't want to do it anymore. She didn't want to be married. That was quite a surprise to me. We'd had a couple of sort of rough years. It had been a challenge since she'd moved back to work and navigating that and, you know, re-finding herself after, being a mum for however many years and sort of that defining her. So yeah. She was trying to find her place back in the world, and I don't think either of us were ready for how much of a challenge that was. She basically said that she didn't want to be married anymore, and because I knew things weren't amazing, but I just assumed we would work it out, we would work through it.
Yeah.
Look, I don't want to go into too much detail because obviously it's a sensitive situation, and it's more than just me. It's not just my story, but I have spent the last 18 months sort of trying to keep my head above water,
As not just your colleague, but your friend and someone that cares about you, it has been so hard to watch you go through this time. But also, I'm so proud of you through this time. Thanks. Because, I totally understand. I'm so proud of you for talking about this because, oh my God, how hard. How hard for all of you. Do you know what I mean? Not good for anyone. But you, from my perspective as well, were so broken but so willing to try and use this as an opportunity to better yourself in some way. And I've watched you grow in that area.
Oh, thanks, mate.
And it's been I'm just so proud to be that's my mate. Do you know what I mean? Because you could have really just fallen in a heap. And, I mean, you did for a bit.
I did, yeah.
And you've pulled yourself out of it. And I remember, I don't know if you want me to talk about this or not, but I came into work and you told me and you were bawling.
Yeah.
And I just said, you can't be on the show. You have to go.
Yeah.
You have to go now. And I was like, oh, Tom's away sick today, but you were crying in the corner. And it was horrible. Absolutely horrible. And I said to you, it's going to get better. And you're just like, it's not. And you didn't believe really that we would ever be able to have a joke and a laugh or a spark or whatever, that you would ever feel like yourself again.
Be happy again. Yeah, for sure.
How are you at the moment? Generally, how are you?
I'm okay. Yeah. Right today, I'm okay. And that's sort of the only way I can answer that question. It's, up and down. It's literally the worst thing I've ever lived through. But as you say, I really felt like there has to be something good to come out of it. And I need to really look at myself and the role that I played in getting us to that point. Because it's a two-way street. Always. And I can't possibly find myself 10 years down the track and whatever my life looks like then, maybe I'll be in another relationship but run into the same problems. I mean, to have it happen once and not is crushing enough. I'd be silly to let that happen again. So there's definitely been, as you say, growth and self exploration of work and lots of therapy. Oh, so much therapy.
Yeah.
I want to thank you because, through this 18 months, mate, people have no idea how you have just picked me up time and time again, put me on your back and just carried me through.
You've done it.
You, mate. I've done bits. Yeah, I've worked on myself and all of that. But
we do it for each other. Yeah, this is what we do.
But we work so closely together that at times we're like one person almost. And it's just you have lifted me and carried me through tough moments, tough days, and not just in the studio here, mornings where I've come in and just looked at you and just gone, I don't think I can do it. And literally 10 seconds before the show starts, I've gone, nah, I'm out. And you've gone, bang, straight on. Hey, Tom's away today. And, you know, because you're mate, I couldn't have done. So there are, I've had this amazing group of people around me, family and friends, helping me through, supporting me through this awful situation. And I owe them my life, and I will never forget that what everyone's done for me. But you, mate, I owe you my life, but also my career. Like, you've kept have kept me afloat. So I love you so much.
And I love you too.
I know people are like, oh, you can tell they hate each other, or they, you know, have they ever hooked up? Or there's all these like, you know, everyone's got these questions about what our relationship is, but that is the definition of our relationship. And I'll never be able to support you as much as you have.
You have definitely supported me through that too, through hard times. So this is just what we do. But mate, I am just so proud of you, and look at you. Like, now being able to talk about this and everything, it's a massive deal. You're a good friend. You're a good colleague. You're a great dad. Thanks, all right? Yeah. So, like, just keep being your beautiful self.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and it really helps just to have someone to say that, to remind you, because it gets dark. And, you know, when you feel like you knew what your life was going to look like, and then it just sort of turns and you feel like that's all been taken away from you, and you're just out there flapping about, and you don't know. You don't know what tomorrow looks like, and you don't even know if you want to see tomorrow. Like, it gets dark, as you well know, because you've been on the other end of the phone. Like, but I'm in a pretty good place today. And I just thought, as I said back at the top, like, we talk so much about our own lives on this show. There's been lots of stuff that I've not been able to talk about, or stories that I've not been able to tell, because no one knows I'm a single dad. No one knows that Carly has moved out and has her own place now, and we're doing shared custody of the girls. And, you know, that's working out all right. You know, some people would say it's surprising how well it's working out, because we're just very focused on the girls and their well-being, and they are, you know, the most important thing in both of our worlds. So, and they've been amazing through it. They're okay, like, if anyone's wondering too, like, because that is obviously the big, as soon as it happens, you're like, oh my God. And, you know, like, it's, I haven't wanted to talk about it because for the longest time I thought I could fix it. Like, almost everything in my life, I've been able to turn it around. When things have been up against the wall and things are looking grim, I've been able to do things and make changes and fix things. And sometimes you can't. When someone who chose you decides to not choose you anymore, you can't beg your way back into that, or you can't change yourself enough to, you can't change their mind.
Well, you almost have to choose yourself whether you like to or not, right?
Yeah.
And you have, even though you never wanted to.
No. No, exactly. And acceptance is a daily struggle. Some days I'm wild about life and rage against the universe. And some days I am okay and having a laugh and happy, and hopefully soon those days outnumber the others. At the moment, I think they do, probably, which is good.
That makes me feel so, like, that makes me feel so good in my chest to hear that.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
But you're not the only, like, do you know how many people go through this? And I don't mean that as in, like, your story is not meaningful, impactful. It's your world broke. But I want you to know that there's other people that feel this pain and they go on and do things with that pain and make a beautiful life, and that's what you're doing too. So there might be people who have been broken up with today or whatever, and they're right in the midst of it.
In the darkness of it,
you know, how many conversations we had where you're just like, nah, this is going to be me forever.
Yeah.
I'm never going to get over this. I am never, ever going to feel like myself again.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I know it's taken this time, but...
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah, and again, I've been super lucky to have you and the people around me, my family and friends, to prop me up and tell me that when I am feeling really, really dark. And so, yeah, I'm also not suggesting that I've had it any worse than anyone else. In fact, I know I've probably had it better than a lot of
people.
It's
all relative, mate. Yeah, it's your story and it's your pain. So.
But, yeah, so I'd sort of wanted to talk about it so that I could be fully open on the show again in terms of the content that I bring to the table and the way I talk about my own life, but also so people know that, yeah, there are other people out there going through it. It doesn't discriminate. And, you know, if you do want to chat or whatever, we're always here. When we meet people, we're like, hey, in the songs, like we're just chatting anyway. So if you want to give us a call, 522-322-955, literally.
Yeah.
If you're battling and maybe you're not as far down the track as I am, or maybe you're further and you're kicking goals, I'd love to hear from you. You want to tell me how much better it's going to get. Oh, please. Like I'm always up for a chat and, you're not alone. So, yeah.
I love you, mate.
Love you too, mate. Thank you.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is What's Trending.
I love reality TV.
What's Trending? Tom is single. We've got to have a laugh because we've just been so steamy with tears this morning. Bless you, honey. You have opened up about your struggles over the last 18 months.
Yeah.
And you are, going through a breakup, two kids, single dad, lot of feelings, lot of thoughts. We have had a lot of messages. We have some beautiful people that
we
listen.
We do, yeah. I'm
we
very
really
grateful.
Do.
Thank
you, everybody. I'm not going to name names on who we've got here at the moment because they might not want to, but I'll just say Kay said, just a message for Tom. My heart broke hearing how raw things were this morning, how vulnerable you were in sharing what you did. It really struck a chord for me as my husband and I have been facing similar struggles and in the trenches, so I can relate. I wanted to jump through the stereo and give you a big hug.
Oh.
I hope things continue to feel better for you. What an amazing role model you are for your girls.
Oh, thank you. Oh, we'll get to all the messages and I will reply to each of them. So I really appreciate everybody reaching out. I think it's important to talk about. We've got some people that have been on hold to have a chat to us. We might play a song and come back and talk to them.
Let's do that.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
You and I have a problem with our comedy.
Yeah.
Laugh or we'll cry. But we've done both today because you opened up very bravely about being single and navigating that over the last 18 months. So thank you so much for being so open and beautiful with all your whole heart was on the radio, and I think everyone heard that for sure. Thanks. And I know they did because the phones went wild, the messages have gone wild. We've had people on hold for like half an hour because we've just been going through. So how about we get to some of them now?
Hey, Ed. How you going?
Hi, Thomas. Just caught the tail end of that. You are going to come for it. You're all going to come for it, all four of you.
Thanks.
And it's just... It ebbs and flows. There's great days, there's bad days, but the thing is, it was a great decision in the first place, and you've got to remember that. Don't beat yourself up.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Log's here.
Okay.
Too,
hey, Ed. Thanks so much for your call.
That's okay. I had wanted to talk to you about it before, but as you hadn't brought it up, I didn't want to sort of overstep our non-friendship. So
I knew because you'd said something the other day a couple of weeks ago on the phone, and I was like, I don't, did you just work it out because of the what I was and wasn't talking about, or
no? I unfortunately picked up about 9 months ago. There was a change, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But if you ever do need to talk, and I mean seriously talk, you can talk to me. But if you just want to vent, Yuki Brown has got very empty ears, so you can do that as well.
Thanks, brother.
You're
thank
a blessing,
you. I appreciate it, mate. All right. We better keep moving, but thank you very much for the call. Appreciate
thanks,
it, mate.
Thanks, mate.
You're most welcome. Catch you later, guys. Bye bye.
Hey, Adam, thanks for holding, mate. Sorry to keep you there so long.
How are you, mate?
Hello. Thank you for putting yourself out there and being vulnerable. That was so cool.
Oh, thanks.
Unexpected,
mate.
But cool.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you guys for years. I love the banter.
Thanks.
But my life fell apart. Like, my mother died, followed by my grandmother. Okay. Then I lost my two boys on the same day, age 3 and 5.
Oh my God, Adam.
But I went into the worst depression for like 2 years. But I've realized now, like, I'm in a really good place now.
It's
the hard times that make you appreciate the small things.
Yeah.
That's amazing,
yeah?
Adam.
Yeah.
And you can get through this. You really can. At the end of every storm, there is a rainbow, yeah?
Yeah. No.
Just surround yourself with people who are able to hear when you're silent, if you can understand that one.
Yeah.
Adam, that's so beautiful. Yeah.
No, I'm just like, you guys are cool. And then I'm like, when Tom started talking, I'm like, this is so cool because there's other people out there hurting and you touch so many people, which is so nice, yeah?
Thanks, mate. I hope so. I hope to keep doing that.
No.
Yeah.
But things do get better. Just try to keep communication up with both parties.
Yeah. Yeah, I will. Thank you, mate.
That's all I can say.
Thank you, Adam.
I'm going to go to work, but you guys rock.
Thanks,
so
mate.
Cool.
Hey, Matthew. Sorry you kept you on hold for so long, mate.
That's all right. All good. I just wanted to call up and say, mate, well done for speaking out about it. I went through the exact same thing about 3 years ago. It was a massive shock. I know what you're going through.
Yeah.
It does get better. I'm not going to lie. It's still not 100%, but it does get better.
Yeah, right.
I found, didn't mean to, but I found a partner that I have now, and she's absolutely awesome.
Yeah,
great with my kids.
That's good.
So it does turn around, man. It does. I promise you it will.
Yeah.
And it's hard at the moment. You made me tear up before.
Oh, bless you,
yeah,
man.
Sorry about that. But yeah, just, I think
that's
it's important
right.
to talk about that sort of stuff, you know, and just be able
it
to.
It is, mate. I kept it in. Didn't talk to anyone for ages about it, kept it in. That was the worst thing I could have ever done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for reaching out, man. Appreciate it.
That's really special, Matt. Thank you.
No, all good. No, keep it up, mate. Keep your head up and keep pushing through.
Yeah. Thanks, mate.
Hey, mate, before we let all you good. Go, are you right if we play this phone call on air next?
Yeah.
Is that all right? Awesome. Thanks so much, Matt. Really appreciate you getting involved.
All good.
Yeah.
Thank you, mate.
No, all good. Thank you.
Soon. Take care. Bye. Cheers, mate.
Do you want to call Azar?
Get Tom and Loggie for breakfast. K-Rock 955.
Sorry, I've kept the last...
You okay? Yeah.
Are you okay? I'm really sorry.
No, I'm okay.
Right. We just had a bit of live radio technical difficulties, just making sure that every caller that called up
is happy to talk
because, you know, I mean, we go live, but then sometimes we have to just double check because it's emotional business, right? And we kept that bit in. And then at the end, like, should we call Azza back? And guess what? Azza has called back.
Hey,
Azza, hello, darling.
How are we?
Yeah, good, mate.
Emotional.
Good. Thank you. Thank you for calling. And we just had a lot of people on hold and some people end up hanging up because they were on hold for so long. And so we're just trying to get back to everybody. So thank you for calling before and reaching out, mate.
When Tom first started many years ago, my boys were little. And my youngest son, Bailey's just turned 19, when about a month or two after he was born, their mum took off. And so I've raised the boys alone for that whole time. She's had very little to do with them. I did struggle early on. I don't know if things have changed now, but one thing I did find back in the early days, there was a lot of support out there for single mums, but there wasn't a great deal when it comes to single dads.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's changed now, but, you know, my boys turned out all right. Early on, probably like Tom, I struggled a little bit, but I threw all my time and energy into my boys. You know, took them to Melbourne to Cranes. He's always out doing stuff with them.
That's what we're doing.
And yeah, that's what got me through. I spent all my time with my boys. I've got thousands and thousands of photos and memories.
Yeah.
That's one thing brilliant. I probably would say, take all the photos, because, like I said, they're 19 and 22 now.
Yeah.
And trying to get them to spend any time, they're always working and busy, and you can sort of never catch up with them.
Yeah, okay.
But at least I can look back, you know, I've got all the photos, all the memories of the stuff I did.
Yeah. Sounds like they were super lucky to have you, mate. Yeah. I've known you for a long time. You've been part of the show for a long, long time, 10 years and or more now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, mate, it's lovely to speak to you and great to hear that part of your story, because I don't think I knew all of that. We've never sort of caught it like that.
Thanks for being so open, Azza. Yeah.
Appreciate it, mate.
Yeah. We're getting so... You've really hit a nerve, you know, because everyone's... I mean, pre you opening up about this, we were playing a game with farts covering words.
No, light and shade.
Light and shade.
It's what we actually don't do a lot of shade.
We
on
don't.
The show. It's not a lot of like real talk. It's a lot of fart jokes and laughs, and that's what we like to do. We like to brighten people's day, but also is going back to the very top and dealing with this separation over 18 months. It's been really difficult for me to be completely open on air because I've had stuff going on, like having, you know, Carly move out and being the single dad, as we talked about with Azza and all of that. And it's all stuff that, you know, ordinarily I would bring to the table, but I've had to hold back and for various reasons. And yeah, I think hopefully this moment will allow me to sort of be a lot more genuine on air in terms of the stuff that I can talk about, a lot more transparent, but also it will hopefully let other people know that they're not alone.
Yeah, which is really important, mate. We've also got Tony from Corio who is on the phone. Tony, thank you so much for holding for so long. You're live on air, I'll tell you that. Thanks for joining the show, mate. What do you want to say?
Just one couple quick things. First of all, Tommy, everything that you're going through, mate, as everyone keeps saying to you, there is light at the end of the tunnel. I went through it myself and am now remarried with a stepson and a gorgeous son.
Yeah.
Keep going, mate. You've done the right thing by giving yourself that little bit of time before bringing it out to a public eye. And I'll tell you, that's probably the hardest thing, is knowing when's the right time to actually open up about it, and making sure that you're doing it in a way that's not out of aggression or volatility. You've done it in a very honest and open and genuine way, mate. And there's a lot of people out there that are going to listen to this morning and sit there and go, geez, it's not just me sitting here and on my couch by myself. Other people are going through this, and you're giving them an option to be able to now open up to their mates about it.
Thanks,
so, really, really well done on that one, mate.
Thank you. I just the people we've spoken to in this last hour has, like, not made me feel better, but I just feel less alone for sure.
You found the community.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So many people reaching out.
Brendan from Kerr Lewis. We're just going to keep going because you've hit a nerve. Right?
Tenno. Where's the fog, mate?
He's our
fog correspondent, Brendan.
Tommy.
How you going, mate?
Good morning.
You're live on air, Tenno.
Again, how are we all?
Yeah, good.
Look, I did it too, mate. I raised three boys by myself for 6 years after separation before I met my new wife, and we've got a new little four-year-old now. So the best thing is just keeping communication open with family and friends, mate. Just keep talking about it. Keep bringing it up. There's that stigma around men that don't want to talk about their feelings that we need to break down and be more vocal about it. So, again, like everyone said, there's light at the end of the tunnel, mate. Keep going. Keep yourself positive around positive people, and you should be sweet.
Thanks, mate. Yeah.
Powerful.
I have been super lucky with my support network of, you know, late night calls to Loggy or to, you know, but for my family have been there for me all the way through, and I've had some really,
really amazing friends who have just sort of taken me under their wing and fed me when I couldn't feed myself and all of that stuff. And so I will never, ever forget what they've done for me. And I'll forever be grateful. But yeah, it is nice to know that there's sort of a community out there and that it does get better is the main thing. So thank you, Tenno. We look forward to our
Love you, mate.
Oh, look forward to a fog report tomorrow morning on this show.
Mate, thank you so much. And I'm really, really touched by everyone that called and sent messages.
I'll get back to everyone, but I really appreciate it.
Because it is important that you talk about this stuff.
Mm.
And, really proud of you, mate.
Thanks, mate. That's us for today.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.